Okay. You know what, man? This is monumental because we are back after a few months of hiatus. We were in the woods. We were just surviving. Okay, now I'm just playing. Hey, man, welcome back to
The picture ideas.
welcome back to Conversation for Days
Wait a minute.
podcast. This is Ottawa number one podcast. It hasn't changed. Yeah, there might have been some new podcasts, coming out of the city or even in the world, but we are still, and we're going to prove to you guys week by week that we are the best podcast in the city.
You
And
heard it
this
first.
is Frankie, your host, one half of the podcast, with my Mandy, the second half of the podcast,
Yes.
Lilo Ferreira. And yeah, we are so happy to be back. We missed our fans, we missed everybody that's been tuning in for us in the last, has been now almost 2 years. It's
Oh,
been a year and a half,
that's
2 years.
yeah. No, it's been like almost 2 years. Yeah, that's pretty wild. Yeah, time
Time.
really knows how to fly, yeah.
I know, it's crazy. And we just want to say to everybody that we are back, but at the same time, we still want you, and we hope that you can just support us if it's by first. Subscribe to our YouTube channel,
Listen to
because
the
yes, because we're gonna
man.
post a lot of there. I mean, obviously, we're still gonna have our audio platforms, so Spotify, Apple Podcasts for people who prefer to listen to us, and with their AirPods and like I don't know, going to
Something nice
work
to
in the
drive to.
morning or drive to exactly. But for the visual people, we're gonna have it on our YouTube, and we might drop some little clips there too. As we're gonna do that on our Instagram too. So make sure to just be, connected to everything. Our YouTube, our Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Instagram. So if you're able to
Just
be
engage,
connected to
engage,
everything,
engage.
you'll be able to follow us, and you're not gonna miss a beat. And for this episode, Kalilo, what are we gonna talk about? Because we haven't been talking for a while, so people will probably be like, "Yo, like, what are we gonna get today? What are we gonna get?"
What we gonna get to the point, man? Like these two just talk. That's all they do is talk.
Talk, bro. Yeah.
But yo, I mean, okay, so we're coming back. We've
Yep.
had some time off. We've had a lot to work on,
Yeah.
tech issues, all these kind of things.
Oh, man.
You try to get to your dream, but life finds a way of
Yeah.
keeping you on your toes. So life's been keeping us on our toes, and we had to take a little
Yeah.
step back. It's kind of like what's that saying, right? What's that? Minor setback for a major comeback. So here
Yes.
we're coming through
Yep.
2023 with some nice things. And
And I
yeah, go
think,
ahead.
oh, sorry, and I think too that like from that time off that we had, I think we, gained some new perspective, new ways of thinking, and like just I don't know, like obviously the podcast is one experience, but we went through other experiences too. So I think that that's gonna help us a lot in how we're gonna do this now for the upcoming future. And the opinions and conversation we're gonna have. So I'm telling y'all, we got smarter by 2%.
By
We got smarter by 2%.
2%.
We can
I
still
think that's
improve. We can
pretty
still improve.
modest, yeah.
Yeah. But by 2%, because we're not like freaking cocky and all that. We're confident, but we can be smarter. We learn
Yeah.
every day. That's how it
That's
is.
right. Yeah, you gotta take life one step at a time, 1 second at a time, absorb it all. But yo, if anything, sorry, were you gonna say something?
No. It's up to you. It's up to you. Tell us.
Okay. All right, gentlemen, gentlemen, no, it's after you, no, after you, it's like, yo, so 2022, it was a nice year. A lot happened, but I mean, if I were to ask you, like, what's the biggest thing that you can say that you really picked up out of 2022 this year,
All right, so before I say my answer, let me get a little sip.
Ooh, this man's got his wine. Okay, I see you. Where that pinky though? Where that
Because
pinky at?
there's a lot of trauma. It's not just drinking,
A lot
drinking.
of
Yeah. It's not the drink to
yeah.
it. No, but okay. So pretty much your question is, what is the? Repeat it one more time. I'll give you
Okay,
the
I
ball.
got you. So what is the biggest thing that you picked up out of 22? What's the biggest lesson that you can say you learned out of
Okay,
22?
I got one. I got one. So I'm gonna say this. I'm gonna say this. Even I think I one time I was on social media. Like when there's like people that go on the street and they ask people like. Quite like interview questions, but there was like one guy, interesting guy, and he would like go and meet like older people, like if it's like women and men, they're like kind of like of age, or like it could be adults, but sometimes he will like ask questions to people that are like, you know, older. And I always love like elderly people and like, because, you know, they've seen everything, you know, they've lived a long life, they've been through so many experiences. So their
Oh, you
perspective
said
is,
elder people, huh?
well, I mean,
Okay.
well, in that specific clip that I saw, he was talking to, I think she was like 60, like 60-year-old woman. And
Okay, yeah.
she said a quote, I really liked it, but like, so I'm gonna say that the quote now, but she said, when he was asking her, I can't remember what was the specific question. I feel like it was something about like from like now, like you're 60, you've been through a lot, so like, or you've seen a lot, so like, what is like the best advice you can give to like the younger people? Yes, that was the
Yeah,
question, or
I
like
love those kind of talks.
the
Yeah.
kids. And then her answer was this, or out of her answer, she said one thing that I picked up from that answer that I really love. She said something like, listen to your heart and use your head. And
I like it.
the first part is the biggest thing I learned this year, is to follow my heart more and stop like freaking overthinking and thinking too much in my head. Because for the longest, it's probably been like my biggest weakness, is that in situation that I was kind of new to, I would just like overthink too much. But for the longest, it didn't affect me. Well, it didn't cause me to make a mistake to the point where I might regret. But then that one time last year where, you know, I was dating a girl and things were going perfectly, it was like almost like, you know, like crazy love, everything was good. And then out of just overthinking, I make one big mistake, and then it almost ruined something good that I had. So after that
Dang.
experience, man, it like, you know how in life, like sometimes you gotta go through a certain experience or make a huge mistake for you to realize, okay, like I have an issue with this specific thing, which was overthinking. So after that experience, I really worked on like, okay, Frankie, like stop overthinking as much. Like really work on like, hey, if you think if I feel something or if there's something I have in mind that I want to tell you, I'm gonna tell you, and not try to like think freaking 10,000 times before saying it. And then when I tell you, then it's not really the answer that I wanted to give you. It's not the pure and like from the heart answer that I was supposed to give you. It's the one that's like I worked on and I try to make it perfect. But you know,
It's like you reflected on it. You got the time to reflect on it as opposed to the raw actual emotion that you're feeling at the time. Is that what you're saying?
yeah, so I think that's the other thing too. It's like, you know how like I don't want to go too deep. Well, I mean, you know what? It's a conversation too, but like,
Dive right in, man. Dive right in.
that's part of it, man. Let's talk. So you know how like when it comes to like, you know, for men, and there's a whole thing about like, you know, often with emotions, we could kind of, you know, for most of us, it could kind of be a niche, a struggle at times to like really like express your emotions. And I've always been one person to like, kind, you know, to be honest and like, you know, kind of, you know, talk my talk. But when it comes to like a situation where, because I've never been in love before, so last year was like the first time I've been in love,
It was
so
a
it was
trip,
really, yeah, so it's really new to me. But obviously, like when it happened, I thought I knew, okay, how to act in it, like how to be and all. But you know, like love, like other things in life, there's no like book you can follow to know exactly how to behave and how to communicate when you're in love or when you have something of that sort. So I was kind of just in the moment, just figuring out. But again, like I said, the overthinking part didn't help. And I think too, it could be an experience. It could be being scared, fear, insecurities, and all that. So I think all that was like kind of in the friggin' what's the word, like all bundled up. I don't know.
Like all bundled up in the same category, like
Yeah, it was kind of like a mix of everything, and then it just spiraled. You know, one moment it just like didn't go according to plan because I had all that like, you know, inside, and I wasn't able to like really express myself fully like I wanted. And then, like I said, it just emotion was one thing where, you know, I was able to say certain things, but there was certain other thing where it's like because of me overthinking so much, I couldn't like let myself go for a bit and like really like tell my emotions 100%. It was kind of like I would share a little bit, but keep some. Because I was like, oh, if I say that, maybe it's going to be way too much, way too early. It might, like, you know, I was trying to be perfect when I didn't need to be perfect. Because we're humans, we're not perfect, we're imperfect. But I wanted to be so perfect at that time. I was like, I want everything to go so well. And then because I want to be so perfect, it didn't help because I would overthink so much. So it kind of screw up things because of that. So that's the biggest lesson I learned. I would say just follow my heart. And ever since I've done that, things has been better, you know? Mm-hmm. So that's one thing I can say. That's the biggest
lesson. I like that. That's heavy. That's heavy. I feel like we gotta dive into that, but a little bit more.
I need a lot of sit by traumas, man.
Man's been through trauma. Oh, okay. All right. Well, let's see. For me,
what about you, Khalil?
Yeah. So what about me? Let's see. The biggest thing I took away from 22, and it actually aligns pretty well with yours too, because it's
really
about the heart. Okay. You know, like realizing like what my heart is telling me, you know, I mean, like what I really want out of, like, you know, where I'm trying to go and things like this. And what I noticed is that I started feeling bad, you know, whenever I was procrastinating or whenever I was doing something that I knew, you know, was taking time away from what my actual goal was, you know, before, whenever I was in procrastination, it's just like, I get lost up in it. But I started realizing more that, like, you know, something's telling me that like something actually feels not good. It's like I'm taking away from the path that I want in order to, you know, sustain something that's just gonna give me, you know, just like short term gratification versus that long term success, right? Yeah. So, yeah, with that, I've been trying to notice more about how I've been feeling, how I've been, like, what I've been experiencing, what that means to me, you know, these kind of things. So, otherwise, the biggest thing I feel would be, I guess, just like, you know, following my intuition, you know, my own compass.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, trying to find out, like, more of my own way versus, you know, copying somebody else's way or procrastinating and just, like, running away from my path entirely, you know? So, that's just what I've been, that's the vibe I've been on really recently.
Hey, I'm going to say this, overthinking, procrastination, those are two things, especially I'm thinking, like, our generation, that, like, things that we talk about, those are two things that come back, you know, often, you know, that people.
Oh, too often,
Yeah.
Procrastination, it's everywhere. There's so much physical things that can give us gratification that, like, you know, it's one call away, it's one app away, it's, you know, you got all these distractions that are just like, hey, you know, relax, have fun, you know, but then your ultimate goal of what you're trying to do and everything like that, you know, if it's being swept to the side and if it's really important to you, I feel like, you know, life is going to find a way to tell you. It's like, wake up before, you know, I have to wake you up.
But I mean, the things like that, it's like, it's part of the human nature. Like it's existed for the longest, like even in back in, you know, in the days and like other decades before, like people had their, you know, their dealings with those type of things, with overthinking, with procrastination. It's just that now in the times that we live, it's that, but it's like in a different world, you know, with like social media, with different things. At the time, their issues they had to deal with. We have our issues, but it's like totally different. But at the base, it's all really the same. You know, I mean, but like I said, it's just I really seen a difference, and just because the moment I started to follow my heart more, or you could say more of my heart, it's. Then I think like it got easier for me to express my emotions as well, because that's the other thing. It's like, I don't want to be that guy that's like, oh, I can't share my emotions because I'm a man, and like men, we can't do this. We can't express our emotions when needed. And it's like, there's a difference between expressing your emotions, and just like cry for whatever, for you know what I mean? Like there's the.
Complaining versus, you know, trying to tell people what's going on.
I think for the longest, it's been a narrative of like maybe that's been ingrained in some of us, is that like when men like are emotional, it's a weakness, really, because like we think of a distorted way of what is an emotion. If we think of like when you cry, or like if for example, like one like cries a lot, or one like has a moment where like you really shed tears, you think like, whoa, like why you like, but it's like at the base, that's an emotion. That's a natural thing that should
Heavy
happen.
emotion, yeah. So it's a release almost, you know, it's like a physical release. And it's like some people, they can look at crying as like, oh, you know, oh, this guy, oh man, he embarrassed himself or something like this, you know? And I feel like, yeah, it's kind of like you got to pick your battles, you know? If you're the kind of person that can, like, you know, hold your emotions, if you know, instead of reacting right away, you can find your space to express that. Whether it's like, if somebody needs to cry, then it's like, damn, you know, like release what you need to, because after you're done releasing that, even just on a physical level, you know, you'll be in a space where it's like you're done with the worst that you can feel. You know, you already hit rock bottom. You were blubbering tears, all this kind of stuff. Now what? You know, because it's gonna be the next day. You know, you're not gonna, even if you cry, it's not gonna be the same way. You know what I mean? You can't, if you already released it that way, then you're gonna have to do something else about it. But you'll be in a space where, you know, you'll have a choice to make. You
But
know?
also, like, it's not a, because I think when it comes to emotion, like, when it comes really, the distortion is when we think of like the physical aspect of an emotion, it's like crying, but a lot of it is not really the, like, because we're not, even in like for girls as well, we're not, it's not like every, like, it's not a common thing or thing often that's gonna happen where you're gonna physically, you would need to cry if it's a positive or negative emotion. But really what it is that I learned is more about just being able to, like, if you feel something or you want to tell, for example, a girl that, you know, you like, you love, you want to, like, you're thinking about something and you want to tell her, but it's like you have to be, like, you know, vulnerable and like show, like, okay, yeah, that's the part where that's really the main emotion that, like, you got to be good at, you know, you got to
100%.
learn and you got to be comfortable doing it. And that's where, like, I thought I had it easy before. I thought I was, oh, it's easy, it's easy. But because it was like, I've had love from, like, you know, my friends and like my family, so that was easy. So I was able to express myself that way. If I had to tell, like, yo, you know what, man, my brother and I love you, or this and that, I love you, cool. But then when it comes to like a new situation I've never been to before, then it wasn't like just that smooth. It I needed time to like figure out how to even like had
Process.
that, yeah, that speech of like how to go about this. But now I'm like, slowly I'm like, okay, I'm getting better at it. And it took me a minute, but that situation that happened where I made that mistake, it changed everything. But it's for the good. I don't look at it like it's a negative thing. I really think like it's good, because I leave from it like, oh, you know what, I didn't, there's no regrets, because I was able to like come back to that person and like kind of, how can I say, like, fix my mistakes. No, I'm fixing my mistakes, but like show, like, okay, you know what, I learned from that. Okay, I can move on from it. But show you, like, you know what, I can be better, and I got better. So, you know, I'm like, you know what, I'm proud of myself, and I was like, you know what,
Yeah,
like,
exactly. It's like, yo, at first, you know, the things that like give us the most joy or, you know, gratitude and things like that, sometimes they come as L's. But if you know, if you open that book, you finish the book, you're gonna realize, oh, you know, it wasn't even an L to begin with. You know, it was an experience, it was a lesson. Ultimately, it was a W, because if you got tricked once, you know, nobody should be able to trick you again. You know what I mean? If you picked up on the signs, but then you ignored them, your instincts are gonna be kicking in next time, because it's like, hey, we've been through this pattern before. You know, so it's like you have a choice to make. Are you gonna do the same thing that you did last time? We all know how well that went. We know whatever the situation is. Or are you gonna try a different theory, a different plan, you know, a different way of like, because I like the whole, you know, express yourself, you know, right then and there. But I feel like, obviously, everything should always be done with balance. You know what I mean? Like, there's the logic and there's the emotion.
For
It's kind
sure.
of like, you know, if the emotion takes place, then you can be saying so much more than you need to. You know, conversations start off with, oh, you didn't clean the dishes, for example, right? But then, you know, if it's all just emotion, you'll go from dishes to talking about taxes. It's just like you're arguing about something that doesn't even relate to what we were talking about in the first place, because it's all just emotion just going through that. But the logic, if the logic can guide that emotion, then it's like it can carry a conversation and lead it to the actual solution. All logic, of course, people will be like, "Nah, you're just detached. You're not. You don't care. You're just manipulative." Because they feel like logical people maybe don't really care. When they do, they just they just express more of that side than the versus the person that's too emotional. So, but the perfect blend of the two, that would be nice. Like, I feel like that's probably what we all gotta work towards having. Just a nice blend of like logic meets emotional, so that we can have these conversations without without it blowing up into something that it doesn't even need to be in the first place.
No, well said. No, for sure, for sure. But yeah, no, so that's the thing. Yeah, so I would say, yeah, that's the biggest one I learned from last year, from 2022. The lesson I would say that I can think of is, yeah, just follow my heart. And man, I'm telling you, if I'm telling you if to anybody that's I don't know, maybe that dealt with like struggle or are still dealing with that struggle of like when it comes to overthinking certain situations, it's like, yeah, just try that technique of like just like what you think about sometimes, just like go with that. I'm not trying to say that like bringing everything you think out of your mind, you gotta share it to per like you gotta say it. It's like all negative, but more like just like if it's I don't know, like if it's if there's like something you did like you really need to tell that person, but you're scared. It's like it's gonna take some time. Like I'm not even perfect. I'm not saying like now I'm like oh I got the forget I know the solution now. Like every time it's like, gonna be
Frank's
easy.
got all the answers. Move aside, yay. Frank's got all the answers.
Oh, but it's more like just it's a con like now it's more of like just I'm not even say a conscious, but just more like now I really it's a conscious thing of now like really put the effort to stop like to not go back to those bad habits, which was overthinking in specific situation that I was dealing with. But I think too like now I've experienced more. So I guess if overthinking comes back in the future, it could be in a new situation. But I don't know, I just feel like now where I'm at now, like I'm not saying I'm perfect, but it's just more like I have
Aware.
more aware, but just I don't 2022 was great, a good year. A lot happened, but because there's so much happened, I feel like I learned so like I can't remember the last year that I learned that much. Like I've learned other years too, but I would say when it comes to love and certain things, I learned a lot last year. But it's
Last
good
year,
because I feel like
okay.
it's preparing me for the future.
That's true.
But I about to say, do you have from that lesson that you've learned? Or I don't know, it could be a mantra or something philosophy that you have. Is there any new mantra or philosophy that you've gained from last year? Or is there anything that you use or you think to kind of like keep it going, and like just be like, you know what, like okay, there's hurdles in life, this and this happened, but it keeps you like going and positive. Is there like any mantra that you have?
Well, let's see. It's kind of like, at least from what I've noticed in all my experiences, it's kind of like life has a pattern of a cycle to it. It's like you'll find yourself in good days, you'll find yourself in bad days, and there'll always be something there to keep you on your toes, like we said before. There's always going to be something there to, like, if you really want to be grand at whatever you're doing, then it's like, yeah, you at the same time you're accepting all the terms and conditions that come with, having that success. Oh, this person wants to be the greatest lover in the world. Brother, you're gonna have to go through all these types of communication with women, all this kind of just like different people, all this kind of stuff, learn different lessons, but you're gonna have to experience everything that has to do with communication in order for you to
Oh man, tell
become
me.
that greatest lover. Because a lot of people think it's like, oh, communication, oh, we talk about this, talk about that. But there's body language, and that body language always says a lot more than verbal language, So it's like somebody can promise you that, oh, hey, I'll be the most like faithful person, I'll be the most so and so, but then their body language seems to be holding secrets. Body language seems to be, it says the opposite of what the words are saying.
They're telling you,
So yeah, so it's kind of like, we're gonna have to do all these things in order. So I guess my mantra would be that I want to say if life gives you lemon, make lemonade or something cheesy like that. But no, it's kind of just like I feel like we're challenged to see, you know, we're given a negative experience, but it's kind of like our initial reaction to it, the initial story that we see from it is going to be a bad thing, and we'll be so certain that it'll be a bad thing, and we don't want that in our lives. But I feel like the challenge would be to see the opposite of that, you know, because it's like short term, yeah, this gonna suck. You know, people are gonna know you as Mr. the Dookie Man or whatever. You know, this person embarrassed himself. No,
Wait.
imagine you're like on YouTube, you're the brother that slipped and fell in like, you know,
Oh,
some
yeah.
public dookie, and everybody, you
As
just kept
that,
slipping into
you're
it.
branded as that name,
Brand
like the
infamy at its
Dookie.
finest. You know what I mean? But then this person, you know, this person can grow into becoming like one of the funniest comedians. And that could be one of the greatest stories that like, you know, can inspire other people to be like, damn, you know what? Something similar. I got pooped on by a bird one time. You know, it's just somebody just telling a story, and it's like, hey, I can turn that into something funny too. You know, and I feel like that's always what I got on my mind. You know, that would be my mantra. I don't know if there's an actual saying for it, but it's just to see the positivity in everything. You know, it's like there's negative experiences that happen. It's not to dismiss. You know, oh, it's not negative. You know, it's like it is what it is. It sucked. It felt bad. It's negative ultimately, but it's like through that negativity, what can you find? How can you use that to become even, you know, an even better person, an even more interesting person? You know, because people that discover, you know, people that discover what the end of the book is all about, those are the people that really make us wonder. And they're just like, damn, how did you even get to? Who are you? You know what I'm saying? Like, damn, Frankie, you hit me with some knowledge. Like, damn, where'd you get that from?
Well, I don't know about that. I don't have knowledge. I don't have knowledge. I
Yeah,
just
second right here, Frankie's theories. You know, you gotta get some
man, I
real.
remember when I used to say that bullshit. No, I'm just kidding. It was a whole scheme. It was a whole scheme.
Yeah,
Just
a whole scheme. This man's trying to stay modest now, you know?
get followers, you know. But now it's a new year. I'm gonna say it from my heart, guys. So don't worry. No lies. No scheme. No lies.
Right. Frankie's truth is coming soon. The podcast near you.
I know this question was random when it comes to the mantra, but the only reason why I asked about it too is because from last year, because before I just lived life. I was just living, right? I never really thought, like, obviously I've always been interested in like philosophy, and like just how certain people, you know, from our existence, you know, came up, or still some people now come up with like different philosophies and like quotes and saying, and it's like I see it sometimes, like, oh, it's interesting, and you know, I've studied some of them back at school, and it's nice. But for myself, I never had something that I could hold on to, or think of and be like, oh, you know what? It represent me 100%. I always just thought like, oh, you know, I'm just like living, you know what I mean? But I thought of something. I don't know how it came up. It was just, I guess, from last year, like a lot just happened. But that's my cool now. I just lived through that. It's like, because too, I'm that person. I don't know about you, but I'm that person where sometimes I just laugh at just a lot of random stuff. Like when I'm hanging out with like my guys, my friends, and all, and we just talk about things sometime, and then I could just be laughing at something and be like, bro, Frankie, why are you laughing at this? It's not even funny. And I'd be laughing, and then I'm like, at the time, I'm not really thinking too much about why I find it funny, maybe, or I just laugh at it. But man, I'm telling you this, man, for me, like, life is funny. Like, that's my mantra. And when I say it, it's like,
That's good.
I'm not saying like life is funny, like, yo, life is a joke. Don't take it seriously, guys. No, it's just more like life is funny in terms of like, there's always surprises. Like every time I think something's gonna go that way, it always goes different. Well, not always, but most time it goes differently. And someone be like, oh, hey man, like I'm a great guy, you know, and I got a good solid environment, like I'm doing okay for myself. I'm like, why sometimes some things I'm like it goes kind of against me, or I'm like, I did not predict that at all. And then I could easily just be sad about it and be like, yo, bro, like life is just like messed up. Like, why am I getting into those situations? But at the end, why I say too is life is funny is because you can go through all of those things, but at the end, I've always ended up being okay.
Yeah.
I never got to something where it was misery long term. It was like, bro, like from a situation, I just couldn't cope with it. I couldn't live through it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I was like so sad, so negative.
Yeah.
I just cr like, I just, I was like, you know what?
It's like Frankie's on his last thread, you know? It's
Like,
about to break.
I'm not trying to, I'm not saying like I never, like, not to the point where like, okay, I want to like, you know, like
Yeah,
suicide like that,
heavy
but
stuff, right?
no, I'm not saying that, but more just like, you know, like going through things and just be like, damn, it seems like I'm cursed or something. Because, yo, there's been a point where like I
Yeah.
felt like, hey, like why am I getting to those situations and things, and I'm like, I feel like, yo, I don't deserve this. But then, like I said, this mantra now, life is funny. It's just like, I know good things are gonna happen.
Yeah.
It's just, man, I sometimes maybe you gotta go through funny moments, man,
Funny moments,
or
yeah.
things that are just like unpredictable. Like, life is
Yeah.
unpredictable, but really, just like life is funny because a lot of things I laugh about it, and that's how I look at it. So that's my mantra. And
Like that. Yo, you know, that actually reminds me of that Dr. Seuss quote as well. You know, the
ooh,
one it's
what's the
like
book from?
Dr. Seuss. So he said don't ever take life so seriously because you'll never make it out of it alive. Yeah, it's like either way, no matter how you take it, it's like there's only one way to get out of
That's a great quote.
it.
Oh, that's smooth.
Yeah,
Ooh.
so it's like, you know,
Damn.
it goes exactly with what you're saying. You know, it's like,
Yeah.
yeah, you know, you got to take time to, you know, laugh at yourself sometimes, you know, and like really just take the experience for, you know, the
Yeah.
hilarity that it also gives too. Because I like looking at things in hindsight. You know, it's like I laugh at my younger self a lot because of you know, the things I'm doing now and the kind of like friends I have now and stuff like that. Like I feel like in the past maybe that was like I had different views that were maybe more like concrete, you know what I mean? And it's just like growing up from those views, I feel like, oh man, it's funny how I used to think like that back in the day, you know? So like I find myself catching those kind of moments a lot. Yeah.
Man, but yeah, no. So that's the thing. That's just but like I said, that's the first time where I really had reflection and I just thought, man, you know what?
Yeah.
Yeah, life do be funny.
I
But
do
like, it
sometimes.
was just I didn't think too much of it at the moment. And when I thought about it, I was like, but it makes so much sense. So it's kind of like I'm not saying it's like a revelation. It's almost like a revelation. I was like, oh, you know
Yeah.
what? It makes a lot of sense. So now it's like when I'm gonna go through new experiences or funny or weird situation, maybe in the future, thing that I didn't, I couldn't predict. I'd be like, damn, bruh, this my life, bruh. It's funny. It's a movie.
Yeah,
Yeah. So if
you
any,
enjoy the show, you know.
yeah. So if anyone wants to write a book about my life, man, I only lived 25 years, but I think my 25 years, it's
25 years.
pretty good. I feel like I can measure myself against some people, man. I got some good stories. I think so.
25 years of material. That's pretty solid.
Yeah.
That's a quarter century right there. You know, a lot of experience.
Yo, maybe I should just quit my job and just become a full-time comedian, man.
Full time. Like,
Man.
go big or go home, you know?
Yeah.
100%.
But my fear is that am I funny enough? You know, it's like, ah, damn, you know,
Well,
I'm
maybe
not.
so we got see, I think so, but you know, we gotta let the people decide on that one, you know?
Yeah, but I'm trying to make money too, so I
I
gotta be
know,
funny.
yeah. Yo, good place to test out would be the Apollo. I bet.
Oh, I heard about, yeah, the Apollo. That's the big
Yo,
stage in the U.S.
it's
Yeah,
like
yeah.
if you're dry, they will tell you. They
Oh, they're
will
gonna
tell you
boo you.
straight
Yeah, because it's boo. Oh, they're gonna boo you. Yeah, I know
Yeah.
about that place. But let's see, Khalil. I know
Yeah.
you had other good questions too that we can bring up when it comes to
Yeah.
lessons of in life that we've learned the last
All
few
right.
months.
So lessons in life. Let's see. We started this podcast 2 years ago. About 2 years ago, right? Because it's January, so
Yeah, it's getting there. I think it's 2 years, close to
I think
that.
it's
Yeah.
yeah, I think it's officially touched 2 years. So yo,
Yeah.
congrats, my brother, first off. Yeah, you know,
Yeah,
that's 2 years
cheers
of
to that.
commitment right there. So, you know, I'm with you, you know. We could pretend this is wine, but you know. It's that
Oh,
strong
yeah.
H2O, you know?
Hey, yeah, a lot of people do that. They, you know, you think they're drinking water or something, they put alcohol. You
Yeah,
just
no,
it.
100%.
Yeah.
I would never do that, you know?
Yeah.
It's crazy. It's
Yeah, you're
wild.
not alcoholic.
No.
Oh, man. How dare you? How dare you call me alcoholic? How dare you?
How dare you?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. So let's see. Another question I have for you, excuse me,
Yeah.
is what do you want? Like, what do you really want out of 2023? You know, we're going into a new era, you know, so what do you want to gain from this one? You
Let's see.
followed your heart more on the last one, so now where do you want that to lead you this year?
Man, let's see. So this year, because, like, I don't know, I, for me, I can't re remember of, like, a year it was, like, horrible. I never had I would say, a bad year. I had years where, you know, things maybe, you know, tough moments happen, maybe losing someone, things like that. So obviously there's years like that. It's like, you know, it marks you, you know, forever, because you have that memory. It could be a negative memory and all. But I'd say this year, I might be a bit more chill. Why I say by that, it's more like I want to really be disciplined on, and I already started since, I would say, September of last year. But now with, like, this year, it's like a reset. Like, someone told me that not too long ago. It's like, they're like, yo, you know, for me, it's like every year is like a reset. So when the new year happens, like, okay, it's like everything that I did before, it's like the past. So now it's like, okay, I gotta just reset and go from there. So for me, it's like being disciplined. So things that I want to do and take seriously, I want to, like, you know, just work on it, like, and go hard. So when it comes to, like, being healthy, so, like, getting to the gym and, like, staying consistent with it. It's when it comes to, like, yeah, so health, that's one. If I have, like, objectives that I want to work on, like, or even just, like, even, like, bad, like, habits or things I want to change, I want to do it, but really be disciplined, like, not, like, slack off too many times, like, really be about, I guess it'd be like really be about myself and, like, really work on things for myself and see how far I can bring it to. So I would say that I think that this year will be maybe, but it's funny because last year I feel like I worked on myself, but I think a lot of things happened where it wasn't necessarily a lot about me, but it was like, yeah, me, but other factors of things happened where maybe I couldn't focus too much on, about my, I wasn't disciplined enough, I would say that, on some aspect. So I want to be more disciplined this year on things that I care about.
Fair enough, fair enough. Like your priorities, right?
Exactly. Like, you know, like I said, when it comes to health, for example, last year I slacked off. I wasn't consistent on certain things. So now it's okay. It's a perfect time to, yes, yeah, a perfect time to, like, you know, just be, like, disciplined and just, yeah.
Yeah, no, I feel you. I feel you, and I couldn't agree more. You know, it's like, well, with the consistency, right? Because it's like you had that. It's like last year you were dealing with a lot of like social things too, right? So yes, like you had to check yourself in a social setting. So it's
Yeah.
like this year you want to really point the lens at yourself with that level of consistency and that guidance of heart, right? Is
Yeah,
that what you're
even
trying to
like,
say?
just the podcast, you know, like, we took a break, but then now it's like, okay, I want to get back to how we were doing it before, when, you know, we were, like, consistent. People were expecting us to drop something every week. That's another thing. So it's not even just about just my, it's mo I would say a lot of it is with my, about myself, but the podcast is another thing where, yeah, I want to add that to my discipline. So just be things that I care about, that I will work on. I just want to be good at it or even great, but just be, like, disciplined. So that's my biggest thing, I think, from 2023 that I'm focusing on. But then anything else that comes about is going to be like, it's going to be like a surprise, because the things I, like, example, when it comes to, like, dating, for example, I'm not really thinking about really dating too much. I don't think I'm going to date too much. Maybe it might be a point where I might change my mind and maybe look into
Surprises,
getting.
right? Surprises.
Exactly. But at least
Gotta
for now, I know.
leave some room for surprises.
But because it's like things that I'm trying to, like, be disciplined and just be consistent with, I think, yeah, I want to take a break at least from that, for example, dating. And if I want to get back to it, if my heart at a certain point was like, oh, you know what, I want to get back to it, I'll get back to it. But for now, this thing I want to focus on, and so far so good. It's still early on, but at least the study I'm doing is better than last year. Like I said, last year I just, when it comes to, like, my health and stuff like that, I was slacking off. I'm not gonna lie to you.
Yeah, no, we're all there with you, man. To be honest,
So
it's hard to be consistent because like Yeah, I have a whole like regiment myself. You know, it's like Monday, Tuesday, chest and arms, Wednesday, Thursday, core and back, Friday, Saturday, legs and cardio, and then Sunday is a breathing day. But damn, so many things happen in the meet in between all of that that it's like, yeah, sometimes I find myself, just like, missing some days and such. And then for me wanting to make up for it the next day, I find that like at this point I'm like, yo, Lilo, stop fooling yourself. You know what I mean? It's like tomorrow is gonna be a
Fool
different.
yourself a lot, but yeah, continue.
Yeah, no, and that's the thing. That's what I noticed about me. Like I'm good at convincing. Like I can convince myself of something, in order to hold on. Because like a long time ago, it's like with my progression and stuff. That's what I was saying. Life is like a cycle that I've noticed. Where it's like, oh, you're going through ups, you get the highs, and then somehow you get to the lows. But you can't really tell what brought you there. You know what I mean? So it's like that's the kind of questions I'm just like, okay, I want to notice these things. What changed my mood in order for me to be brought down to a level like this? Where I feel bad. And then also when I'm feeling bad and then the next day I feel good. What happened? What caused that? Like I want to know so that I can catch the patterns and then, control my own flow. Or like just not even control, but just like have harmony with it to a degree where it's like throughout life, it's like I could just coast with life, like nothing can affect me in a way where I'm knocked off balance. You know what I mean? Like situations are gonna happen, whether they're good or whether they're bad. There's always gonna be something that's gonna come up and test you. But it's like throughout that, I just wanna be cool. Like I wanna have that level of self-control where it's like nothing can really faze me. You know what I mean? Yeah. But I don't know. It's
But yeah.
difficult, man. Yeah.
Well, no, it is. It is. I mean, but that's life. We're not perfect, so you can be I can be freaking consistent for however long I want to when it comes to certain things. But yeah, it's not gonna be easy all the time, You're gonna have your moments, But yeah, it's
Yeah, man. 100%.
But
And
what
yo,
about
is
you? Did you answer that question, or did you have the
oh, sorry,
similar
what was the
something?
question? What was
Well,
the what did
about
I
like for this year, where you were like aiming for this year.
Oh, yes. Okay. So where I'm aiming for this year, let's see. So last year, I really got to, become more, like just well off financially, you know what I mean? Like financially stable and things like this. So that is not an issue now. So now that it's not an issue, now I'm just looking to like expand and like, really, because I've just been saving, right? I've been saving, putting money into certain things. Right, and then watching it grow if possible, just or just learning from the losses, right? So with all that, I want to see the world, bro. Like I think it's time for me to for me to travel, like
Nice.
see different things. So I
Yeah,
mean this year I definitely want to like one of the goal marks that I have is to find myself somewhere outside of Canada, at least once this year, at least once. So at least with that, like, I just
Nice.
want to get a different experience. So in the meantime, I feel like my priorities is really like learning different languages right now. Like I'm trying to learn French. I'm trying to just really perfect my French. So merci, mon ami,
I do not have at all. I don't know what you're talking about. I don't speak to you in English.
I'm speaking Mandarin to this brother right here. That's all he hears. But so I'm trying to perfect that so that at least, because I'm really just seeing language as the bridge, bro. Like it's the bridge to different cultures.
Powerful.
And I'm not trying to just experience, this culture and then, find somebody, start a family, all this kind of stuff when I haven't even seen the rest of the world and how they live. You know what I mean? I need to touch foreign soil at least once before I come back and like, find myself in a position where I can't do that for like a long time. You know what I'm saying? So
Oh,
that's why I'm
that's
just like,
fair.
I feel like that's my focus this year. It's really just like
Explore the
taking
world.
myself outside of my comfort zone, and really immersing myself in a different culture with a different language. Like I wanna know more about maybe my own body language, because if it's like my dad always said, he's like, oh, once we go to Angola, don't look for me. I'm gonna be doing my own thing. You find a way to survive. You know, because it's just like you You gotta find a way to learn the language, and you gotta find a way to, like, interact with, your family or, whoever you meet out there, because, that is home. So it's like, eventually when I go there, yeah, I really want to experience that. I want to experience where I have no choice but, to speak a language that's foreign to me. One of my goals, like long term, is to be a polyglot. So, dang man, the challenges that come with that, it's gotta be
Bro,
heavy.
you gotta do it, man. You gotta flex on the people just like me that only speak two language, man. Come on, man.
Only
Bro.
two, yo.
Because some of us we're just like peasants, but if you're able to reach that level, man, you're gonna be on another. You're satisfied. It's gonna be. You're gonna be a goat. You're gonna be the goat of the goat.
No. Because imagine that though, because it's like, yeah, you can be wealthy and all this kind of stuff, but it's like to understand a different language and a different culture, like there's languages out there that are like so poetic with how they
Oh yeah,
express things.
sounds
And it's
beautiful.
like, it doesn't sound the same. Like they could be speaking poetry, but it doesn't sound the same. You don't get the same effect when they say it in English versus when they say it in the native tongue. Right? So that's just, I'm just like, yo, there's certain parts of life that I want to experience, but in the way it's meant to be experienced. You know what I mean? I don't want to have to be have it like translated between
All the
three
time.
different languages or four different languages. Like, nah, just like let me go there, let me experience it for myself. It's one of the things. So, yeah, I think that's what's on my table.
It remind me, like, when it comes to sponsors, like, we should find a sponsor for wine. So if you can
Okay.
sponsor wine for us, and then for Kililo, if you can sponsor him some plane tickets
Yes.
to go around the world,
Fast
either
travel.
that or maybe if there's like any app or anything when it comes to like or something that can help to learn new languages,
Yeah.
sponsor us.
I
We're
heard of
all in.
Rosetta Stone. I've been on Duolingo. I do what was
Sponsor
okay.
us. Duolingo, Rosetta
Yeah.
Stone, sponsor us.
All of that, all them languages.
All
Helps
that
help us
narrative.
out. Like, yeah.
Oh man. But yeah,
So,
no, so okay, so we've been through a few questions there. That's good. Let's see. Oh, well, I think that's something that we're gonna like, for our fans, that we're gonna work on that when it comes to like having that segment of like can talk about like culture specifically and
culture
adding.
talk.
Yeah, because I mean we're trying to find a name. So if for our fans, if anybody has a name, something that we could use for a top, like when we talk about cultural topics or things that we talk in the culture, let us know in our IG. You can DM us. Maybe we're gonna have a story one of these days to like maybe ask people about maybe a name if we can't find one. So let us know if you have anything in mind when it comes to that.
100%.
If you
And yo,
have.
you know we're always open to collaborations. There's
As
a lot
well.
of great people out there. So, if you want to be on this on the panel with us discussing these topics, just say hit
DMS.
us up, DM
Yes.
us, whatever you
CMD.
want, man. Like, we'll set things up. We'll set things up is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah,
So hit
for
us
sure.
up and we'll get things rolling.
No, because when you mentioned what's name, when you mentioned about the you want to learn like well, it's a bit off topic, but when you mentioned about like just like how you want to like explore and get out of your comfort zones and all, and it made me think of like something we wanted to bring up when it comes to someone, an individual in particular that made an impact or went around the world when it comes to his views on certain things and to
Who's
tastes.
okay, all right.
I'm only mentioning that.
Hot
I'm really off topic, but I wanted to mention him quickly because too,
yeah.
like I'm not just when we were talking about like lessons that we learned, right? And how like for example, when it comes to like love that I learned from last year, and how him, he has his views about like a relationship.
Apparently, he's got some interesting views. Apparently, I'm not sure what he said, or what his views are. So you're gonna have to educate me a little bit.
And then also like what is he's dealing right now with, for he's like in detained and somewhere in Romania for accusations of like trafficking or
Trafficking,
rape.
messed up.
So,
It's messed up.
I don't know if some could say it could be like not saying karma, but like from like certain views that he had, maybe for like we're kind of like looking for him to to get a to be punished about it. So I don't know if that's like the world that wanted him to be punished, or if he actually did it. So we'll see. But all that to say that It's interesting because I feel like we live in a time right now where with like there's so many there's like a multitude like so many ways to get information where there was a time before when like you would only get information from a few streams, which was maybe like from reading books or from like okay specific channels or people that were like that had an influence in society, you know. But now, man, there's like when it comes to Andrew Tate, like there's a lot of him that you can find on online, right? But he's the one that like from you know his what he said and how he showed himself and he was the top he was like the top 1%. He was the one that was able to reach like the masses and like really have an influence and an imprint on like what he wanted to talk about.
I
But it's
did see his
interesting.
name pop up in a few articles, but yeah, I know his name, but I just maybe I didn't dive in.
Hey, look, I'm just gonna say this. I think it was what last year he was like the most like search person on Google at one time. So like he was like he had like people were talking about it. If it's positive or negative, he had an influence. But all that to say, right? That like you know you can agree to disagree on things he says. There's things I disagree. I would say more when it comes to how you treat a woman or how you view women, right? But this thing that he said, like that other guys I've said, that's not even necessarily has to be in that type of topic, but when it comes to like just, you know, as a person, as a man, individual, how like, you know, go out for your dreams and like, you know, when it comes to like motivation stuff, like that's the thing. I think
Oh, you had motivational videos and stuff like that? Is that how you started out, or?
I wouldn't say that it's about motivation, but it's just more like, you know how like, you know, I guess because of his background of like he did like boxing or martial arts, so like you know like an active guy, fit guy, and everything. And I guess you know that's the thing. People like we, what he was really getting known for was his views on like maybe like dating and things like that. But you know he said some things where you know maybe it wasn't getting as much acclaim because it was positive. It was more like okay, it was like it was good. It was like you know good information that he was providing. But then you know. We're imperfect, so I guess I like you can say that like I agree on some things he said, but when it comes to women, I would say it wasn't maybe his strong suit. You know what I mean? And like, but all that to say, I want to say when it comes to love, I realize that like I think a lot of like I think that's been like that for the longest. Even now, it's something like I still have to like I'm still figuring out. Sometimes it's like love is not that simple. You know, it's like to really understand like what is love. How to find it when you have it, like what is it? It's so common because everybody, like I would say, are looking for it. But then some, you know, a lot of us, in moments, you're kind of lost or you're kind of looking for like an answer on like what is it? And that got Andrew Tate for whatever reason. I think that's a human thing when someone comes up and then like have a view and they're so like they believe it. For like to the hardest, you know, it's like they
They
have
say
their
it with their chest, they're confident.
the chest, it's confident. They say it to their chest, you know, whatever you think about it, like when someone, it could be a young person, older person, but often I would say maybe it's more like on the younger people because we're still like trying to figure out like what is it and like love and certain things in life. So when someone comes up and then have those views and they tell me like, yo, I'm telling you this is what it is. It's so easy for us to be influenced and be like, oh, you know what? Maybe tell us some truth if you're unsure about certain things. I would say I'm one of them, but I can understand. That's the thing. It's like, it can be, somebody could say like, oh, you know, he's a misogynist and like this and that. It's like, yeah, okay. That could be your opinion. I understand. Like I agree on a lot of it, but him is a representation of like, it's a lot of the people too had views like I don't know, just a thing where it's like there's so much information nowadays that like it's very easy to be influenced, honestly, is what I'm trying to say.
No, 100%.
Especially too if you're like you're trying to figure out or you're unsure on certain things. Like for me, like man, last year was crazy when it comes to like dating and all, but I was able through those experiences to learn. But if it wasn't for those experiences, who knows? I could have, not saying I would have been influenced by him, but I could have maybe listened to someone and they would give me some information. I'd be like, oh, you know what? that's how I should maybe view a woman, or that's how maybe I should treat this situation.
Exactly.
Like, hey, you never know. You never know. So I'm not gonna like. I don't know. It's just interesting. Just thinking about it. I don't know what your views on that. But
let's see, because I don't know too much about the guy. You know what I mean? I did hear that most of his views are kind of like very misogynistic and all that kind of stuff. I don't have any quotes. You know what I'm saying? But like, I don't know, man. To go with what you were saying is like, you have your own experiences and you know you have your own heart to judge. You know, like what happened in the situation. You know, what caused things and what made things better or what made things worse. Right. So, I mean, yeah, people who maybe don't look at the source of what's going on in a situation, that they'll end up in a situation that they don't like. Girl cheated or girl, left or whatever, all this kind of stuff that's like negative, So it's like instead of figuring out why or what the core problem is, they just shut it down completely, and they're just like, nah, women are trash. All this kind of she's from the streets, all this kind of stuff. So somebody like that, hell yeah, they're gonna be popular, tuning in to like, Andrew Tate or Fresh and Fit, all these kind of podcasts that like, have negative views about like, who women are versus who men are. You know what I mean? It's just like there's always gotta be a degree of balance there. If you're on one side of the scale, you're only expressing half of that scale. You know what I mean? So it's like, if you're blind to it, then you're, hell yeah, okay, yeah, men are dominant because we have all this. We get the physicality, we get the bread, we got all this kind of stuff, right? But then it's just like, women's got her part too. You know what I mean? It doesn't mean that there needs to be a level of disrespect in order for you to get respect. You know what I mean? It doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
At least for a healthy relationship, it really doesn't make sense for you to be going after somebody with disrespect because, that's how women are tuned. That's how, it doesn't make sense treating them like another species.
I wanted to add something I just thought about too now is this, like, if it's him or anybody that have views about like the man and woman dynamic, right? And if it's like when it comes to dating or relationship, one thing I realize is this, a lot of what we hear when it comes to, like, people, when they talk about like their, if it's relationship, their dating experiences, often we hear a lot about the negative, right? So if someone comes up and then they're like, they kind of reaffirm or confirm maybe things that you might have thought in the moment because you had a bad experience, or maybe you were in love one time and you got cheated, or you were dating a girl or vice versa, and then it's like you got like something bad happened, and then it didn't go according to what you thought, and then you're like sad about it and all that. Someone that comes up and then they're just like, you know what? The reason why it happened is because this and this and that. Man, it's hard for me to not feel like, okay, like it's, I understand why some people are sometimes we follow people like that. It's because like, because we put so much emphasis on like, we hear so much about like the negative, 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 negative when it comes to especially that topic of like with dating and like relationship. While for me, for example, last year, I got something really beautiful with love. And from that, I was able, like, so now after that, I don't look at it. I don't think of it too much negative. But if I had a negative experience from it, like, for example, I don't know, I got maybe cheated on or something bad happened. Man, I can't lie to you. It's possible that maybe I would hear some things or get information from someone. Not saying it has to be Andrew Tate, but it could be anybody else.
Yeah.
And think of a way when it comes to women, for example. That's why I'm trying to say that, like, I'm not surprised by the impact that he got, because a lot of people, men or women, I'm not going to say men, women too, are lost. When I say lost, not, okay, I mean, I don't, lost is the best word, but more like,
it's a good word.
Okay, I would say lost, because it's kind of like you went through maybe a bad experience. So you're trying to figure out, like, man, can I find love? Like, can I trust, like, women, or can I trust men? Like, you have, like, so, like, overthinking, too, that comes out about it. So, yeah, man, it's just, like, I just want to say, like, I get it. Like I said, I don't agree on a lot of things he says, but I get why, like, a lot of people, if some are still following him, or some believed in him, or some were, like, really into that, I get it, because a lot of us our laws and we're trying to figure out. But I think too, it's like until you find a love where it's like a positive experience, then that could change your mindset. But if you've been through a lot of negative experiences lately, mm-hmm. or for however long, it's easy to be subdued or to think that way. I get it.
And on top of that too, you know, like what they're saying, the kind of advice that they're giving is mm-hmm. about a particular type of woman. They're going to say all women.
Oh yeah.
Right. But it's realistically a particular type of
often,
woman.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Because it's like that kind of woman that they're describing is probably the kind of woman that's like, who watches reality TV, all this kind of stuff where it's just like, mm-hmm. it has them thinking in a very superficial, surface level manner. You know what I mean? They don't look too deep into their lives because as long as I'm pretty, I'm good. You know what I mean? So it's like, yeah. they don't need to do all this kind of extracurricular stuff or work on goals and all this kind of stuff. So that kind of girl, if somebody's chasing that kind of girl, for sure, what they're saying, it might make sense. You know what I'm saying? But like, if you're actually trying to find somebody that's for you, somebody that's special, somebody that's like, somebody that adds positivity to your life, if you're trying to find that kind of girl, that's why I feel like their advice doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
You know, at least from what I've heard, I don't watch all their videos. I'm sure they have some nice views or whatever, all that kind of stuff. But like, it's kind of like, I feel like what they go on about is like, oh, if somebody isn't the aggressive type of lover or the aggressive dominate kind of person, then it's like they're the simp.
Yeah.
And it's like, what? Nah. It's like, that to me is noise. It's nonsense, right? Because it's just like, it's like, if you want something to work, you have to compromise. You're not going to live with somebody that, you know, that you expect to bring negativity to you. You're not going to want that just because they look good. You know what I mean? Like your heart's going to say no, you know, it's going to, but like, if you want somebody that's actually for you, then you have to, I feel like you have to step outside the box and see them for who they really are. You know what I mean? It's like, sure. It doesn't, and I'm not saying, oh, you know, pour out your emotions, you know, do all this stuff, you know, show that you care. Yeah. No, man, like, you still do your thing, but it's like, acknowledge that there's something deeper to this person than what you heard from some podcast or some, you know, some male misogynistic kind of view or all that kind of stuff. It's like, they have their points and it may work on a surface level, but if you're really looking for someone special, you come through with that kind of noise. You're not gonna win. That's how I feel about that. You know what I mean? There's gotta be a level of realness and genuinity involved if you're really trying to find somebody that can actually add wealth to your life. A lot of people are gonna say that doesn't exist. That's not mine.
question for you, right? Like that about that. Well, okay. Well, interesting. Less about interesting, but more about like. Well, it's in regards of him, but just like how big he became. Would you, if you're in the situation where, again, off topic, but if you're in the situation where you become so famous and become so popular and then like everything you say, it's like under the microscope, would you be scared, do you think?
Would it be scared, do you think?
Or do you think like you'll be able to, like, you know how like some people are like, man, I want to be famous. I want to be this. But it's like once you reach that point, like, they're in it, and then it seems like they're okay and all, but some, you know, sometimes they crumble, maybe mentally it's just too much. Like, do you think you'll be able to, like, do you think, like, the lifestyle that you have now, but if you had something that's, like, totally different, just as, like, someone like an Andrew Tate, where you become so famous, everybody's is looking at you, waiting for whatever you're going to say next?
Yeah. Like,
how would you feel about that?
With that, honestly, you know, with that much power, there's obviously that a lot of responsibility, right? Because it's like, I can go off and I can speak my mind and do what I want to do. But there's always going to be people there that's ready to dissect and find something on like, oh, did he mean this really? Or did he, you see a bunch of these articles, oh, Mike Tyson said, and then, you know, it has the ellipsis, it has the dot, dot, dot for clickbait.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like these people, they that's their job. That's their lifestyle. They work on, you know, finding what kind of controversy or what kind of like news that you can bring to the world, whether it's somebody seeing that like, Mike Tyson on a plane, he, you know, punched out some dude out of context. Yeah. Okay. It looks like Mike Tyson is, you know, back to Iron Mike. You know, but that's not who he is. You know, so who's this person that was, you know, dumb enough to poke fun at him or do what he did to do in order for him to like react that way. A lot of people, they stay with the surface story and they don't look into it. They just look at reputation. You know, this person is known as the baddest man on the planet. So, you know, kill that knowledge and stuff that he's preaching nowadays. You know, that's what they want. But then realistically, this man's actually like a genius. You know, wait, yeah, but listen to this
Mark
man talk.
Feller. Oh yeah, no, on his podcast, I've listened.
This man's
He's
on
deep.
some
He's
next
deep.
level kind of, you know,
I mean,
spiritual
he does a lot of he does a lot of shrooms, so that
Yo, this man talks to Mother Nature in a different way,
No, but
yeah.
that's when it comes to like, yeah, oh man, reputation is it's oof,
Yeah.
it's
And it's just like
that
Will,
is.
Smith, you know, you do something wrong, the world's
It's
gonna
not.
eat that up for the next couple of years. You know, he's gonna be on the front page, everything. Oh, Will
Yeah.
Smith did this. The butt of every joke, Will Smith slapped this, you know, like
But you know the good thing about nowadays, I realize, is that like a lot, like you, for a minute, you can be looked at a certain way. So, for example, Will Smith with the whole slap Oscar situation, you can be looked at a negative way for a bit. That people be like, ah, Will Smith is it. I don't like him anymore. He's been my favorite actor, but he's not my favorite actor now. But the thing about life that's funny, like you know, when it comes to life, it's funny. I'm telling you, man, if I don't know, he's like the main star on like a movie, a blockbuster movie. He does something great, man. It's short memory. People are gonna like. It's not gonna be that big of a thing in the next few years if he's able to like maybe do something that's gonna like it's great. That's gonna make us like forget about it. Like you see
Exactly.
so often, even Andrew Tate. Like yeah, he had a fame and he was doing well, and then he went down, and then people were like, you know, all the social platforms like the Instagram and all banned him. They were like, no, we're not gonna have a guy like him show the views that he has, and obviously too because there were a lot on under a lot of pressure, you know, like people on social media just like talking like, yo, we should ban this guy. What is he doing? Like, why is he still
Yeah.
on the
How
internet?
can you allow this? I gotta check his post, man. I gotta see what the
Yeah, I mean,
like
there's a lot, so you should,
I
but
heard heard some things, you know what I mean? But I didn't actually
like really got into it, like really checked, yeah. But
That's interesting.
then it's like, you know, he comes back and then he's able to, you know, get a Twitter and still share some of his thoughts and still go on like different platforms and podcasts and like we can still go and listen to him. So it's like he wasn't really banned. Well, he was banned, but he's still able to express himself. So I don't know, just like there's like Donald Trump too. There's so many figures that's like I don't know. There's like the up and the down, but they can always come back. You know what I mean? It's sometimes it's like it's not over until something really bad or drastic happens, such as if, for example, he gets convicted and he goes to prison. Then okay, maybe then we might there's not gonna be as much noise from him. But even nowadays, I hear that like friggin' from prison, you can still tweet, you can still be on social media.
Yeah, they got some exceptions and stuff. It's interesting. And it's like, are
Exactly.
you locked up or are you in holding or something
Yeah.
like
Oh man, it's crazy. But yeah, so that was, I guess, our segment of, like I said, our fans, we're gonna figure the
What's
official
that?
name.
Gossip talk? Celeb
Gossip.
talk? Yeah.
Do we gossip? Damn.
No. But I'm just saying, you know, whenever it's about celebrities, I feel like
It's like gossip.
the
I mean,
magazines are like, oh, gossip, celebrity, stuff like that.
bro, we're like the black TMZ. That's
Black
crazy.
TMZ.
Yeah.
Yeah, we gotta hire some paparazzi, man. You know, get
Yeah,
some
but
good stories.
I mean, honestly, it's great. And it's gonna be like, yeah, it's gonna be all black, man.
Slap my
Yeah.
shirt. But anyways, yeah, I don't know. You see, that's the thing, you know, because I wouldn't want to be that famous where I'm under a microscope all the time. You know what I
Yeah.
mean? Like, I do love a sense of my privacy. So I mean, you know,
Nice.
anywhere, like, and it's not even just like downplaying, you know, or settling for less, nothing like that. It's like, honestly, it's about my privacy too at the end of the day. You know what I mean? It's just like, to a degree, I agree with artists like, you know, like J. Cole and Kendrick Lamar. You know what I mean? It's like they only speak when they got something important to say.
Yeah, and then
Otherwise, don't
they
watch them.
leave and
Right? You go to their
disappear.
profile. Yeah, you go to their profile. It's business or it's about like nothing. Kendrick Lamar, he had nothing on his profile. You know what I mean? Like, but when he posts, everybody's ready to listen.
Because you
You
know, it's
know?
like an album or something like that, but then once he's
Yeah.
done,
It's like, don't watch me. It's like you go about your business,
family and all, and then disconnect a few years, and then comes back.
Yeah. So I like that pace. You know, I know everybody, because everybody's just like, honestly, you shouldn't be. I don't feel like people should be that invested, you know, in celebrities' lives. You know what I mean? It's just like, because to a degree, you have people that want to know what they're doing every single day. You know, they go on their page, they watch them religiously, and I'm just like, okay, they're living their lives, but are you living yours? You know what I mean? It's like,
I like that perspective. Oh,
you felt that?
No, I should write that in my notes, man. I'm gonna
That's why we'll clip that part then, if you like.
Yeah.
But no, it's like,
that's true.
You're watching them live their lives, but like, what are you doing for yours? You know, I mean, you have all these goals that you know you want to achieve and you talk about and stuff like that. And I'm just like, you know, at the end of the day, it's like, are you gonna, you say that verbally, but then body language speaks too, and it speaks louder. So, what you gonna do? Like, how you gonna express it without expressing your words?
That's
what I feel like we all need to do.
but what was I about to say? But you know, enough. You know, that was a good little culture segment, as it can
talk. I guess that's
but, before finishing off. I'm trying to think: is there anything else that we can, or any other question that you might have? We had maybe written or we thought about when it comes to lessons or things that we learned from the last year or so.
Let's see. So going back to older episodes, right?
Oh, yes, go for it.
I mean, you know, I was reviewing some of them, you know, checking out
investigator police. Yeah, I didn't know you were the police.
Nice, you know, PI up in here, you know. So I remember we had some topics about like, oh, if we're introverted, extroverted, and you had a very nice phrase, which was just introvert.
I'm gonna tell you this. I think I can never be famous because a lot of things I say, I do not remember after I say it.
You know
what you said now, bro? I removed that from my memory. I do not remember. That's crazy.
So yeah, we couldn't find a word for what's in between introvert and extrovert.
Oh, yeah, okay.
You know? I think it's actually omnivert. Is that
a word actually?
I think that's a word I stumbled upon. Yeah, omnivert. It's like when you
never heard it.
Possibly, I don't know. That's just what I heard. Yeah. But otherwise, we can go with your word, Trevert.
Yes.
So on the chart, would you still say that you're introvert? Like, how would you define yourself now? Because you defined yourself before as an introvert. You know, but like, what would you say about yourself now? Have you changed? Have you become more balanced? Have you become less balanced?
Look, I'm gonna give you a typical week I have,
okay.
And based on that, I think I have an answer. So, for the most part, right? It's like even today, the day that we're recording today, it's a Sunday, right?
Mm-hmm.
What did I do on my Sunday? I was at home. I, you know, had a good sleep in the morning. You know, obviously, to the day before and all, I spent a little bit of time with friends. Mm-hmm. So I guess I was a little bit tired, but still, you know. Slept in, woke up, you know, and for most of the day, I really just did my own thing. I, you know, checked up on some sports, watched a little bit of soccer. It was like a chill day too, so I didn't go to the gym today. I took a day off, but I didn't go out really too much to like go do some, like, if it's, I don't know, like I had to do some errands and stuff. Like really, I took it easy. But the thing is this, for the most part, like most days out of the week, a lot of things I do is like, it's like by myself. Yes, I have my friends, I have my family, but like a lot of things I do, I can enjoy my time with myself.
Mm-hmm.
Like I would say 4 or 5 times out of the week. And then maybe like on a Friday or Saturday, okay, me and my friends, we might do something. And like, during the week we text or we send each other stuff, but like, it's not like I'm always in need of like going out or doing something with other people. It's really like I have my crew, people that I have love for, and then like, you know, we hang out when we can. But they're busy, I'm busy. But even when I'm not busy, often I'm just doing my own thing. I like to do my own thing if it's at home, if it's outside of home. So that's why I can't say I'm a full on extrovert. That's why I would say I'm in the middle, because from my age now, 25, compared to who I was at, like, maybe, I don't know, 5, 10, 15, 20, mm-hmm. I've obviously got more, I got better in terms of, like, you know, meeting new people. Like, I enjoy, like, having conversation with different people, getting to know mm-hmm. people. So there's that, like, social aspect that I got better with that kind of pushed me from being, like, a full-on introvert to now being an introvert that I do enjoy, like, a lot of, like, some of the social aspect of life. So nice. I'm, like, so I guess I'm still a introvert, or I could say.
Yeah, introvert.
So yeah. I guess, like, I'm an introvert that have a lot more, like with a bit more extrovert tendencies. Mm-hmm. But at the base of everything, I still enjoy more my own, like, doing my own thing and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's yeah. interesting. Yeah.
Because think about it, too. Last year, I, like, when, for example, I was, like, I don't know, like, dating and things of that nature. For example, if I was like, with one girl for a while, mm-hmm. and, okay, if I was hanging out, often it was with my friends, but if it wasn't with them, then I do my own thing, you know? It's not like I was just, like, hanging out with, like, a bunch of different people and all, like, no, it was, you know, the same people, but it was, like, for the most part, it was, you know, once or twice max a week. But yeah. for the most part, I'm doing my own thing, really.
Yeah. I like that. I like that.
So that's why I would say I'm still more introvert than extrovert. I don't mm-hmm. think I will ever get to the point where I'm extrovert, because there's things that about me that I truly enjoy. Mm-hmm. And often it's just, I can do it by myself. I don't need other people around.
Mm-hmm. Okay. No, yeah. respect. Big respect to that. Because, yeah. No, honestly, at least like for me, let's see. Because, I mean, I always thought of myself as, like, the introvert, omnivert, you know. A lot of people would say I'm yeah. extrovert, and I agree, you know, in a social setting, for sure, you know. I
think when we meet you, because I know you now for a while, it's because yeah. when people meet you, mm. you give that energy of, like, whoa, like, because you can talk to anybody very easily, you're, you know, you're charismatic and all that, so it's that. But it's more like if someone gets to know you on a day-to-day, then it could change. If they see you, like, how you are at home and yeah. how you are on the day-to-day. But I know, yeah. based on the first impression, you do give a lot of extrovert vibes.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, well, meeting new people, being around people is fun, you know? And, like, if somebody has good energy, man, it's game from there, you know? It's just
easy.
It's
yeah.
good time, you know? So...
For sure.
So, yeah. Otherwise, yeah, no, I do love my time. You know, I like, you know, my mm-hmm. creative spaces. Yeah. I have, like, a good number of hobbies that keep me busy, you know, so it's like, I don't necessarily need to have people around me. I do like it, but I like it as much as my own time as well, you know, so that's why I say,
yeah,
omnivert, introvert, whatever you want to call it, but yeah, I would still place myself in the middle.
We should change the podcast name to Trevor podcast or Trevor something.
Trevor podcast, yeah.
Them guys talking about it. Like, what is this?
Yeah, they're gonna be like, yo, what is this name? Let me search it. Let me tune in.
They can find nothing on Google, no definition of it. Be like, oh, we're just creative. We're creators. We're just. Out of the box, you know?
Out of the box. There we go. Yeah. That's what's up. That's...
But,
yeah. And then, what's the other?
No, I think that's about it. But I know you had something else about one of our former episodes you wanted to have a good discussion on.
Absolutely. So here's the thing. In a previous episode, we talked about is physical attraction.
Ooh, boy. Yeah, I remember. Yeah.
Mental or internal, whatever you want to call it.
Well, like what you put more emphasis on? Do you care more about the physical attraction, or the personality? If I remember,
yeah. That's what we had a previous episode about that. So mm-hmm. let's see. I think you which from what you said, let's see.
But you know what? Yeah. This episode is perfect because from our lesson that we've learned. I gotta share this story here, right? Story.
Okay. All right, yo, shoot. So
at that time, with that episode that we did, mm-hmm. man's was, I was...
Discombobulated, huh?
I was going through some things. No, I'm not going to...
Yeah.
More like just like a lot of things were happening. And man's was, I was lost in terms of like, I didn't know what to think. I was like, I fought for a long time. I was like, yo... Personality, I'm like, yo, that's what I need. That's what I'm looking for. Yes, the girl needs to be, you need to have attraction. But I was always like, no, but personality at the end, it's like, that's like the long-term is what you really need. And attraction, yes, it's important, but that's not gonna be the sole for, like, it's not the number one thing you need. I'm like, right. But then at that time, it was like things were happening. It was a little bit messy for me, first time it was happening. So, man, I mean, at that time, I was so lost that I thought about personality. One day, I was like, oh, I really care about that. The day, I was like, you know what? Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it's more about physical, because what I was going through, it was kind of messy. So all that to say, when we did the episode, the timing was bad because I was, man, things were happening. So when I go there, well, the good thing is this. I did speech, like, it was really, like, it was more about emotions over logic. So I was really talking emotionally because I was going through some things. So that was my perspective at the time because, man, things were happening. But then if you ask me about it now, it's more of like how I thought about for the longest, which is personality matters more. Mm-hmm. But at the time, like I said, it was just like a emotional reaction, how I felt in the moment. Mm-hmm. I don't regret it just because I evolved. Like, it just, man, just things were happening. So I was lost. I was talking about how, like, about the whole Andrew Tate thing and how he was influencing a lot of lost individual. Mm-hmm. Hey, I gotta be honest, I was lost at that moment. I was like, I didn't know what to think when it comes to friggin', like, personality, attraction. I was like, I don't know if either of the two are even important. I'm like, I just said in the moment what I felt, but that's not me right now. I don't think like that, no.
But which one is, personality is more important to you now, right? Because I remember before we were saying, let's see, because I think we gave an example, right? And you were just like, if the girl was a 5.5, let's see, you know, but then the personality was like an 11. I think that's what that's what we talked about before.
I remember we were ranking it because, because I think what I said is personality was important, but like I wanted to make sure that I was like actually attracted to the girl.
Yes.
At that time, that's the thing. I was so confused about, like, I was like, oh, you know what? Maybe I'm thinking that like I, at the time, I think I was struggling in terms of like figuring out with the girl I was seeing, where was I really attracted to her or not? Was it more about like just we had a dope connection, but it was more like just mentally was nice, but the physical like wasn't there. So that's where it was like spiraling. I was like, I didn't know. Yeah. So that's where it was like, oh, you know what? Maybe I'm realizing physical matters more, because I wasn't sure if what I had at the time, if physical was at play as much.
Yeah. No, that's true. With that experience in mind, for sure, you know.
At the time, But again, it's like that happened, but then months after, different other experiences happened, and then it gave me an answer like, oh, you know what? No, like, there was physical attraction. It's just that man was overthinking. Things happened that led to me saying all these things. At the end of the day, like, personality matters, because at the end of the day, too, like, oh, I said at the end of the day three times.
Yeah. It's ready to end the day for some reason.
Bruh, I don't know. Yeah. But it's probably the wine, man. So
I got to join you on that next time. That's
for sure. I was about to say. But, so it's more of like, you know, you need, I think when it comes to love, man, love, dating, but especially like when you're looking for love, and if you find something special, it's special because of the bond that you created with the girl. So the bond, yes, there is a little bit physical into it, but you can I can be physically attracted to friggin' 9 women that I see out of 10, but how many of them I'm truly gonna enjoy my time with them, or just talking to them, having like real conversation,
nobody wearing masks, you know, trying to be somebody that they're not, just to
things where it don't require being physical, things where it's like you gotta get to know the person and actually like enjoy their company and really love different aspects of them, you know, that's not just physical, you know. So go for it.
Would you, you know, they got shows about that, you know, like, what's that, Too Hot to Handle, you know, those game shows.
I love strategy shows at times.
You like those? Would you ever be on them?
Man, you know, I think I probably told that story in one of the episodes, but I had a friend who signed me up to one of those shows. I didn't get into it. I didn't go to that, or they didn't pick me up. Good thing it happened, because I was not, I'm not fit for those things. You know why? Only because, like, it's already the base of the show is very physical. You look at them, they got their shirt up, the guys, they never wear a shirt. Girl,
yeah, everybody just straight up flexing, like,
makeup on point. Everything is always on point. And yes, some of the show, they say they're looking for love, but like, and I think a lot of them, yes, are looking for love, but it's like, it's weird because you're being filmed 24/7. You're like in a freaking like an island, isolated from everybody else.
Exactly.
So it's not like, it's not the day to day life that I live. So for me, it would be more like, it would be fun. It would be an adventure to go if they would pick me, but I don't want to find love like that. For me, I think like it could happen that you could find love there. But again, that's like, you gotta be lucky. You gotta, in a day to day, like when you're back at home, you could meet her and it would be the same spark. You know what I mean? So for me, it's funny. Like, I enjoy watching it because it's funny at times, but and entertaining. But I don't see, for me, I don't see myself there because it's like, I just don't see it, man. It's, I don't even want to remove my shirt all the time, man. Sometimes I just want to keep my shirt on. Come on,
this man. It's not about that that game show life, you know. Man. I actually agree with that. Like, I wouldn't want to find myself on a show like that either. It would be fun, but just everything being like recorded, everything just being like, you know, just so transparent. I don't know. That one, I'm just like, I'd probably try it once, have just an experience once, but like, I don't know. It's not something that I would dive into, be like, yes, I want to do this, you know? So like, unless if I was trapped into it or something, it's like, oh, hey, you know, our boat's not working. You're on this island, like, you know, survive with your mates or something like this. But on its own, I wouldn't really want to be on a show.
Look, man, I can do a podcast, but I might be contradicting myself because I did do a date. It was on YouTube.
I remember that. Yeah.
I won't say where to find it. So if fans or whoever is gonna watch this episode one of these days want to find me, good luck. It's gonna be hard. It's not like
I'm gonna help out.
Damn. I had a friend. I guess my friend, they know me too well. They're like, "Yo, Frankie's gonna do some wild things if we ask him to do it or like dare him to do it." I don't say no to a lot of things. So I'm like, you know what? There's a show. A girl does it like from the U.S. and she's like on YouTube Live and then invites girls and then they just like have guys like waiting and like one at a time. A guy goes like on the stream and talks to her, right? Mm-hmm. So pretty much, my friend's like, "Yo, I dare you to do it," and I'm like, "You know what? Just for fun of it, I'm gonna do it." Mm-hmm. So I go on with the episode. It's like live one day, and then I was picked as one of the last guys who were doing the episode. And I had to talk to the girl. I guess it went well. It was, you know, there was some.
It looked good to me, man. Like it just sounded like you guys had a genuine conversation. You know,
that was pretty good, but it's just more like.
Yeah,
I did it because my friend like pushed like and it was like, "Yo, you know what? Like it looked like a really good show. I liked it. I was like, you know what? I'm gonna do it just for the heck of it." But I didn't think it's just like, "Oh, I'm gonna meet the one there." Like,
yeah, no. That's the thing. Yeah,
no,
to expect that going into something like that, I feel like it's a bad idea.
they live in the U.S. I told them I'm from Canada. They ain't no long distance happening from there, man. I'm not gonna go to the U.S. No.
Yeah,
but I did it. It was an experience. But again, it's like I did it once, but it's not like after that I was like, "Yo, I need to go on more dating shows and stuff." Like this thing, I'm not against it, but I feel like it was more low key because it was like, I don't know, just through my computer. It was like it wasn't like freaking bunch of cameras around me. It was chill. It could be like really myself without trying to like put it on a show. But I feel like some shows it could be tempting to, you know, like for me to kind of, you know.
Yeah, go all out.
Play a persona.
Yeah, for sure. On those kind of settings, it's kind of like you're obligated to. Because, you know, it's like the network too. If they're gonna pick you, they're probably picking you because they think you're, you know, an interesting person.
Good for the ratings.
Add to the drama, or, you know, just like, just somebody with an interesting personality. Because it's like, you're not gonna get somebody that's like monotone, somebody that doesn't really, you know, express themselves. Because there's no money in somebody like that. At least, you know, in a business type of perspective, it's like you gotta put the most interesting people against each other, or, you know, it's like, hey, can these people find love? Who will find love? You know, we thought it was this couple, but dang, it was actually this person and this person. Like, you know what I mean?
I know how we got into this, but man, that was great. Oh no,
that's what happens when you have conversations.
For days.
My guy.
So yes, we are back. It's official. The return, and it's good. I needed this. Again, I want everybody to, you know, support us. Like, you know, this is 2023. We want you guys to support us even more. If you want us to, you know, just be consistent with this, drop more content, because we love to do it, but we also need the support from, you know, from y'all too.
Absolutely.
So it gives us that
ways,
because, you know, we're human too, so sometimes you need a little bit of I might even say validation. Well, not validation, but more like
maybe like a push, you know, just a little
like
little
a push. Or like, hey, sometimes too, you want to see if you're actually like doing well, or you're improving. So if people tell you about it, then you're like, oh, okay, you know what? Like, okay, at least we're going on the right path. You know?
Yeah,
we're doing things well.
Yeah. So keep hitting us up. You know, we love those DMs. You know, express yourself however you want to, but engage. Stick with us. You know. Let us know what you guys want to hear about. You know, we do our research as well, so we can come up with some nice topics for you. But we always love suggestions, you know, stuff that can help us think more, even more outside the box. So hit us with some interesting topics and we'll see what we can do with them.
Yes, yes. And, you know, for conclusion, Khalilo.
Always.
The last 2 years, if you remember how to conclude this, we'll keep it. We'll keep the tradition for our fans and for the platform, you know. So what you got to say, man? What you got to say to
end? Man, yo, I got something to say. It's about music. so we got music for days right here, you know. You know what it is. You know what time it is. So yo, me and Frankie coming at you with some new tracks. If you haven't heard it before, get ready, you know, to vibe with us. So I'm gonna pick a song. You got a song in mind?
Because I gotta pick it. It might be controversial because people remember most of my songs were what? Love music, R&B. That's like my number one music, you know, that I go for all the time. But
that's right.
But ever since I would say the last few weeks and stuff, I've started to really like, I mean, I have like an artist too that I like some of their music. It's from, you know, the Motherland from Africa. But it's like,
that's what's up.
You know how, like, hey, I was never a fan of, like, for example, EDM music, like electronic music. But there's some music from, like, South Africa, and it's like Afro electro.
Bro, I know exactly what you're talking about. That vibe is immaculate, man.
And I'm like, I mean, you know a little bit about it, but, like, I never got the chance to really, like, find other artists and see, like, okay, is this something that I could actually, like, listen to seriously? And, bro,
it hits, huh?
I'm finding some artists, and I'm like, yo, this is amazing. Like, yes, obviously, like, the rhythm, the beat and all that is amazing. But even some, it's like, some words with the beat, it's like, I just love it. So,
next level,
I'm gonna go with something from that. It's just, I have to check on my playlist, but I've been really rocking that Afro electro music recently. Yeah. I'm really liking this genre. It's like, really nice. It's really
That's fresh, yo. Okay. Yeah. So, I'm definitely going to listen to what you were hearing.
Okay, for sure. You have a song in mind? Or are you still looking?
No, I think I got a song in mind, yeah. So, let's see. This one I'm going to go with this week has to do with stalling. Uh-huh. I am now stalling for time. The more I talk, the more we don't think about time. All right, so pretty much dope artist. Pretty sure from the UK, but we'll see. Koji Radical. My guy Radical over here. So that's the artist's name and the song. I mean, he's got a dope album that, like, let me just sorry here. Let me hit you with the real stuff, with the real facts. Let me find everything.
Okay.
Yes. Oh, my guy Koji. All right, so you see, he's got an album called Reason to Smile. That one I've been on the S22 album, so last year. And the song I'm gonna go with is Gangsta. I like that one. It has a really nice vibe to it. It's probably not what you're thinking, but it has a really nice vibe to it. The way this guy, you know, tells stories and stuff is something next level, and I really I appreciate his style. So, you know, check that out. You're gonna hear some previews and stuff. So, you know, enjoy.
So you know what? Because this artist, like when I started to like really like dig into that genre of music. Mm-hmm. One artist that I've discovered that's like I'm really becoming a fan. He's like really dope. It's a guy named Heavy K, he has this album. Well, a lot of his songs from different, if it's singles.
Could have been my rap name, man. Damn, like Heavy K.
But he seems like a big boy. So I don't know. Maybe that's why his name is Heavy K. You know, he's like, you know.
Oh, he's got a burly dude, huh? Okay.
Yeah. So I mean, I'm not saying you're not big, but like I don't know if you want to be called Heavy K.
I ain't no Rick Ross, so. Yeah. I mean, the man slimmed down, but he's got that wolf, you know.
But like, there's like that one album. It's called the from last year, 2022. It's called the Underrated King.
Nice. And
like, I would say almost like, I think I have like most of the song from that album download on my playlist, and it's like amazing. So I'm just gonna choose one of them randomly because all of them are like really good. Okay. So the first one I see that's like really good is called Ekaya.
Ikaya.
That sounds. I don't know what it means, but I think he's from South African DJ.
Okay.
So it's, you know, South African term.
Yeah.
From their language, but yeah, Ikaya is the one, and it's with Heavy K, Yalunder, and then there's also another feature called Junior SA.
Junior
SA. It's like a collab.
Okay.
Yeah, it's really nice.
I want to hear that. I definitely want to hear that.
So
there
yeah,
there you have it. You got two new tracks to check out. My guy here is about to conclude us off, but you know, thank you for joining us again on a wonderful episode of CFD. Frankie, yes. Man, take us home.
All right, let's see, man. I'm trying to think of like a new creative conclusion. But honestly, man, I just want to say from the bottom of my heart, thank you to everyone who's been. He's been, you know, asking us to, like, you know, been, like, waiting for us, like, yo, when is the podcast coming back? We're missing all this and that. So the fact that now, like, you know, we are back and, like, we'll be able to, like, give that to our day one fans or newly fans or people that really, like, love this podcast and care about it, like, that's what I'm happy about. So I just want to give the best content we can to them and also to whoever is going to find us or listen to us. So that's really my conclusion. You know, I'm not trying to cry, but you know, I'm.
I see them tears coming, man. They're peaking.
Look, man, I'm a bit more emotional nowadays, so I'm getting more in tune with my emotions. So you might see a few cries these next few months.
Boy. You heard it first. We're getting into the deep stuff, so stay tuned for the next episode of CFD.
Guys, I am my guy Kibibo.
Okay, yo. Always.
See you next time.
Pleasure.
Everybody else, have a good one.
Yes. Peace. Peace and chicken grease.